to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity news begins our program this week, as usual, with information from the Australian Government's Department of Meteorology, the Ionospheric Prediction Service, located in Sydney, in New South Wales, here in Australia. The IPS reports that solar activity is now very, very low, the lowest it's been for several months. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has dropped to 73, that's 7.3, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 9, that's single digit, figure 9, that's all there is. We're moving through the plateau of sunspot cycle 24, and this cycle is not expected to change until the new cycle starts, which is believed or projected to be in about 12 months' time. The original estimate for the new cycle, cycle 25, was for it to start around about now, but there's been variations in solar activity on the sun, and that's the new estimate that solar cycle 25 is expected to commence now sometime during mid-2017. So while those perturbations are continuing with low solar activity, our high frequency propagation on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long haul distances on frequencies above about 14 megahertz will continue to be unreliable. However, propagation on daylight paths on frequencies above about 14 megahertz will be satisfactory. We now have some monitoring information made here in Melbourne as we move into our winter period, which means that the bands are open now 24 hours. Good propagation in our pre-sunrise window between 2000 and 2030. Short path transmissions from Asia, Europe, the Middle East and Africa were prominent, including many broadcasts from China. A summary of notable frequency occupancies shows what this band looked like. On 7205, Radio France International from the Issoudun transmitting station broadcasting in French. 7210, The Voice of Korea in North Korea from Pyongyang, transmissions in English. And 7215, China Radio International from the Zurich, Albania relay station with programs in Arabic to the Middle East. And 7220, The Voice of Vietnam from Vietnam in English, signing on with this program at 2030. And 7230, China National Radio Network 1, signing on at 2025. Now on the next frequency, 7240, another Chinese station. This is the People's Broadcasting Station at Xiang Lhasa, also known as Tibet, Chinese, from signing on at 2025. And another frequency for China Radio International is 7245 from the Baoji transmitting station in China, broadcasting in Russian. And an interesting signal on 7260 from Radio Vanuatu. This is E-mode propagation, unlike our normal long-haul F-mode. E-mode propagation during the daytime here into Melbourne. Signals peaking at 2025. And another frequency for the Voice of Vietnam, 7280, broadcasting in Russian. And some more frequencies for China. The band is overpopulated, or not overpopulated, but densely populated with Chinese transmissions. 7265 is China Radio International from Kashi with Esperanto. And 7275, China National Radio Network 1, in Chinese, signing on at 2025. And 7285, China Radio International from the Serik relay station in Albania, broadcasting in English. And 7290, China National Radio Network 1, signing on at 2025. All the China National Radio 1 services begin their transmissions just on 2025. China National Radio Network 2 signs on at 2100. And on 7295, China Radio International from Kashi with English. And 7305 from Urumqi in Polish. And Serbian programs from Urumqi on 7325. And 7345, another China National Radio Network 1 outlet, beginning at 2025. And Thailand, the Voice of America from the Udon relay station with its morning programs in Korean. And two more frequencies for China Radio International, 7345 from Kashi in Italian, and 7350 from Urumqi in French. And 7375, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, broadcasting in Russian until closing on this frequency at 2020. And 7485, the Philippines, the Voice of America from the Tanang relay station, its morning programs in Korean. And another frequency for the People's Broadcasting Station at Xiang in Lhasa, Tibet, in Chinese, 7450. And two frequencies for China Radio International, 7415 from Kashi in English, and 7440 from Beijing in Chinese. So, good signals there here in Melbourne recently as we move into our winter period. Good reception in the morning period, pre-dawn, pre-sunrise on the 41-metre band, and that summary was between 2000 and 2030. There have been substantial changes and reductions and rearrangements of the IBB broadcast in Washington for the programs known as Radio Liberty or Radio Free Europe. Some language services in these programs have been cancelled. They include programs in Avari, Belarusian, Kabardian, Russian, and Caucasus Echo. And those programs, all in those languages, are no longer audible, and the station has rearranged its schedule to include programs in Chechen, Tajik, Turkmen, and Uzbek on other frequencies, and these include Turkmenian from 1400 to 1500 on 9740 from Kuwait to Central Asia, and 1600 to 1700 on 7475 from Yerevan in Armenia in Tajik, and also in that same language on 11910 from Lampetheim in Germany, and Uzbek from 1600 to 1700 on 9390 from Udon, Thailand, and in parallel, Biblis in Germany, also to Central Asia. Now, the station, IBB, has also closed down its broadcasting facility, the big broadcasting facility at Iranawilla in Sri Lanka. This has meant that all the services previously carried from the Iranawilla transmitting site have now been transferred to other sites, and they include the following: Radio Free Asia, midnight 30 to 01:30 on 17785
They're broadcasting by Saipan in Burmese. 0100 to 0200 on 9780 in Uyghur on 9780 from Kuwait. 1230 to 1330 on 7530 from Sinang in Burmese. And Burmese also from 1630 to 1730 on 9940 from Yerevan in Armenia. And the Voice of America itself has been affected by the closure of the Iranavilla relay station. Some changes are as follows. 0330 to 0430. Now on 9685 from Sao Tome in Kurundi. 1330 to 1430 on 11695 from Philippines, Sinang in Khmer. And 1400 to 1500 on 17870 from Wolverton in England in Kurdish. And 1430 to 1530 on 11965 from Udorn, Thailand in Burmese. And 1700 to 1800 on 9485 from Udorn in Kurdish. And 2330 to midnight 30 on 7440 from Udorn in Burmese. And Radio Liberty frequency been changed because of the closure of the Iranavilla relay station. It's 7475. It's on the air 1600 to 1700 now from the Yerevan Armenian relay station in Tajik. So all those changes were effective late in June, and they impact onto the IBB Washington's overall shortwave output. With the closure of the Iranavilla transmitting station in Sri Lanka, a very big station there with many transmitters and many antennas, and also a cutback, serious cutback in broadcast of Radio Free Europe and Radio Liberty, with no more programs in Russian from those broadcasters.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather?